Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth. Monty here.
Good morning, Monty. Did you get my note?
Yeah, I just fired off a message to you.
Okie doke.
You mean about handling next week?
Yes.
Yes.
I think Larry Lou and Karen will be here on the first 2 days, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Because Tuesday I'm usually not here, but I can...
Yeah, I remembered that. So.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Just send me info.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much. I feel like I've been running a few miles. Well, we're having so much fun having these debates at our house.
Good. That was an interesting one last night.
It was interesting. You know what is really exciting? Is if you turn on CNN about now, about half of the time, they're telling the truth.
Yeah.
Have you watched them?
Yeah, every once in a while, I always jump every once in a while to, like, CNN, and then I'll even go to MSNBC, and particularly after the program, and it's amazing the difference that they supposedly hear than what I heard.
Right. Well, that's still true. A lot of times that there's, this morning they had the truth about the Libya thing on this morning. The lady had a Republican on from, Senator, I think, on from Georgia. And he was telling like it was.
Was that on CNN?
It was.
Really?
And the moderator. The moderator was going right along with us.
Yeah.
And they were saying, well, why didn't he say more? Why didn't he say some more? And then they said, well, and he'll probably get to it next week.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a fireball next week.
I don't know. All those guys aren't quite as lefty shows I thought they were. Or they're moving over.
Well, I think
they're
doing because
on the wall,
they're
maybe.
So much viewership and everything else. I'm really expecting something to happen militarily between now and the next presidential election. I mean, a presidential debate.
You're very concerned about that, too.
Yeah, he's going to do something. It's only going to be drone strikes, I think, but he'll do something because if he doesn't do something militarily, he has nothing to combat anything good to say on. I think it's next Monday when the debate is.
Yeah.
So he'll do something. He'll stir something up.
There's some who have said that it would be in the United States. That would be a bunch of protests if he would have to have military law or whatever you call it. Anyway, I think it's time for us to get started, Monty.
No.
So I guess we shall. So good morning, everyone. Just a second, let me get the chimes off. So, let us, greet everyone and welcome everyone. Is there anyone on the quiet side here that is not on the WebEx that is new to the call today? If so, we'd like to have you speak up and tell us who you are, where you're calling from. If you're new, we welcome you. So, today we're going to be talking about the good guys in the gut. But before we do, want to situation so I can see my where to go in my mini slides. Usually I clean up my slides and so I don't have quite so many. Big grief. My main slides here are down halfway through. So here we are with our journaling page where we can journal the 10 points for a style day of wellness. And And also on Wednesday, one of the things that I like to do is to challenge everybody to have their mind in the game and to decide what it is that they want to accomplish. And on Tuesday, we do take time to say how we're moving along. But I encourage everyone to follow the program that they set out for themselves. I am a that different people have different food needs, but we have a basis along with that where we have a guide of the amount that we should be eating. Dr. Barry Sears with, what was the name of that diet? Monty. Where he made the food blocks and how much it works. So, like in the protein here that I have on the slide, the protein choices included like a fish, a piece of fish, and one block was, I believe, about 7 ounces. And so women could have 3 blocks, and you didn't have to have one of the whole thing. And so probably we should never go over that amount. But we would probably, from what we have learned, maybe use some of the protein, take into account some of the protein that are in our vegetables and fruits and everything, and some of our carbs that do have protein in them. Some of them we've known about mixing our proteins and our grains and that type of thing. So we don't always eat, and most of us don't eat most of our protein from meat and poultry and beef. And I do eat and find a need for my body to eat my egg every morning. It just really makes me get through the day. And so we mix this up a little bit. But with the carbs, I think is where we need to watch that we're not putting too many carbs in our smoothie for, oops, that's the wrong chart. And the carbs in our smoothie, because the body balance itself has one scoop is 9 carbs. And so if I'm busy putting my, and I'm guilty of this, and I've got a really, one of my things is to really watch and get those counted correctly so I'm not going over. So if I put one scoop of our body balance and then I put an egg, well, there I've got 2 blocks already. I do go along with Roger Drummer and have an egg in my body balance. And then I can use a whole cup of strawberries or a whole cup of raspberries, or I can have parts of and have another block of carbs, or I can put which I do put spinach or lettuce and different things and kale, different things in my smoothie, and so that I have a variety of things in there, but I have to watch that I hardly even count the spinach and the kale because they just don't, you have to have a lot to have a whole block. And I don't put that much in. But so then I have plenty of room. I can have 3/4 of a cup of raspberries or 1/3 of a banana. I think 1/3 of a banana would be the whole block, depending on the size of the banana. Okay, you guys, one other thing I want to tell you is I have found, we talk about using the blender and that type of thing for mixing our smoothies. And this is a little bit off my subjects, but the Vitamix is the ultimate blender for being able to blend up raspberry seeds, etc., apple seeds, whatever kind you want to use, and they don't always recommend you use apple seeds, but that's a study for another day. That you blend those up in your blender, and the Vitamix, it will blend them up. You don't know they're there. Well, I found another blender that does the same thing for about 1/5 of the cost. Yahoo! And it does it fast. And it's, some of you have heard of the Magic Bullet. Well, this is a NutriBullet, and it's more powerful. And it is efficient, and I like it. I got it because I thought it might be more efficient, because if you use their cup, you wash it, you drink it, you wash it, and it's done. And it's very, very fast. And it has big cups so that you can make a nice big cup and split it. Or anyway, I don't know, that's a little advertisement for them. And so watching 19-year smoothies, and people who have been on the program and lost weight have used a smoothie for breakfast or a smoothie for lunch, had their two snacks to go along with a protein program, and then had their third meal, sometimes dinner, make a full dinner or a big salad and maybe a piece of salmon or something. So I would like to hear if you have any comments or suggestions about what I have just said. How's it going for you?
Well, it's going good, and I feel that the question you asked earlier was, it was called the zone diet. That,
oh, yes.
Dr. Sears.
Stay in the zone.
Yeah, we're right. Okay. No, everything's going along good. I totally agree with your comment in regards to carbs. I think it's real easy to overblock yourself or have too many carbs, and I'm one that, kind of like Donna said the other day, is that, you know, too many carbs can kind of get to me. So I've had to really cut back on the carbs, but since doing that, I find good results.
Well, I happen to love, especially when it gets cooler, cooked vegetables, and I find here's a cauliflower. Whoa, look at that. 4 cups of cauliflower is 1 block. So if you want to have just the cauliflower for your dinner, I'm going to have 12 cups of cauliflower. Now, Monty, he's going to have to eat. He's a guy, so he has 4 blocks of everything, protein, carbs, and fats, and he's going to have to eat 16 cups of cauliflower. Probably, he probably will choose to have some, not have that many, and have some fresh fruit or something to make up part of his carbs. But boy, I'll make his cauliflower and mash it up and put a little Parmesan cheese in it, very little, and some salt, a little bit of salt, and it is so good. I could eat about a cup a week. So anyway, we have so many choices, don't we, Monty?
I think that's the nice thing about it is that, you know, we can go through this chart and we can figure out what kind of foods we like. And, of course, we always need the variety, which is important, too, because of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and so forth. But I just love it that we have so many options that we can utilize.
That is great. Well, anyone else have any recipes or any favorite smoothie lesson or any things that have been working really well for you on the program? Help each other out. Okay. I know we've been talking about coconut a lot, and that helps. But today I want to talk about the good guys in the gut. And here's something that sounds kind of scary. You know, before we knew very much about some of the things we've been learning, 90% of the cells in your body are bacteria. That sounds pretty bad. Look at that poor guy. He's got bacteria all over him. He's looking kind of shocked. And so we're going to learn a little bit about the good guys in our gut. And this is just about that. And so who would have thought having that we have that many bacteria? They're very little, much littler than our cells. So what are they, if you're sick, just think about using bacteria. It's like fighting fire with fire. And so what researchers have now found is that you can potentially use bacteria to fight off diseases. And so some of these guys, I think these ones with the little spines in the picture, those are the bad guys. Because these guys are probably the good guys. Not just because they look nice and smooth, because I happen to have another picture of the good guys. And they look so smooth like that. So those are the little spinies are the bad ones. But not necessarily that the bad guys always have spinies, because I'm sure that they are coming all shapes, form. So when harmful bacteria invade a body, they must work together as a team and communicate with each other, using quorum sensing to effectively infect the body. So there they are. They're in there, and they are talking to each other. And to be able to get their infection going, they have to do this communication, quorum sensing. And so when they were studying Staphylococcus aureus infections, they found that there are certain bacteria that did not communicate, no quorum sensing. And they only looked after themselves, and they did what was best to help them reproduce some more. And with time, the bacteria who didn't have any quorum sensing would quickly outnumber the other bacteria that were producing the toxins. And they, since they outnumbered them, they made this infection less harmful. So they're thinking that maybe this may lead to a way to use bacteria for cures. Might be better than some of the toxins they've got. Good bacteria benefit the body in very, very many ways. So then we have a list of how the good bacteria benefit the body. Where is my little... Oh, dear. No animation here. There it goes. It didn't work on my... The good guys in the gut. So, these down here are the good guys. They're just kind of plain shaped there. They have different colors depending on the dye that they use, so you can see them. They're not that color. So the first thing that they listed in this article is they acidify the colon. Well, the ideal pH of the colon is between 6.7 and 6.9. And of course, as we read that, I don't have the answer to why we're trying to be more alkaline when the ideal pH of the colon is between 6.7 and 6.9. So that will have to be a subject for another day. Acetic acid and lactic acid are some of the byproducts that help us to create this acetic acid in the colon. The acidic environment inhibits the growth of harmful bacteria, such as Salmonella, which causes food poisoning, Shigella, the main cause of diarrhea, and E. coli, which can cause intestinal disease and kidney failure. So, on with good bacteria. The good bacteria also produce a volatile fatty acid, which along with the other acids, make it difficult for fungus and yeast like Candida to survive. So, some other ways that they help. I want to pause in between so that if you could tell me if you have had experience in using good bacteria, you can talk about that. Probably the most that we do that is when we have had a little bit of extra salmonella for dinner, maybe. Somebody left a potato salad out under the tree when we went on a picnic, and then sun came around and shone on your potato salad, and there you are, those little bacteria harmful salmonella just multiplied like crazy, and voila, diarrhea. Or maybe it was Shigella. Could have been salmonella or Shigella, I think. Hopefully it wasn't E. coli. And so there's your potato salad in the sunshine with those bad bacteria growing, and so then you're going to have to take something, some of the good guys' bacteria, which we're going to look at in a little bit, to be able to help get rid of that. So another thing the good guys do is they help normalize bowel movement by decreasing the time it takes for waste products to move through the digestive system. They also stop the diarrhea and correct constipation. So then we get into something I thought was, and I think probably you guys knew that part. But improving the immune system, good bacteria help stimulate the formation of antibodies, which protect our bodies against infectious diseases. Ta-da! They help provide vitamins. I never heard of this part. Good bacteria help produce vitamin K, which is necessary for blood clotting and the formation of new bone. If you guys have a comment, please speak up. Pausing in between for it. It's your turn when I pause. Now, aid in production of lactase. This is an enzyme. Oops, I wasn't going to talk about enzymes too much. This is an enzyme necessary to digest milk and milk products. Without lactase, milk allergies are a sure thing. And we've been beginning to hear more and more about that. I had a little boy here on the island. Just wasn't even growing. Smart as a whip. really smart as a whip, but he was getting small and dim. He was just staying the same size. Well, he was staying the same size. He had not gained any weight. He hadn't gotten any taller. And his mom was trying to figure out what was the matter, and had another little boy, baby, and he was having all kinds of skin problems. So she had taken him off milk a long time. And so then she decided to take her other little boy, who was older than Anna. Anna is 9 and clear up to my shoulder. And other little boy was not that tall at all. So he was shorter, and he's almost 11. And she took him off the milk products, and there he went. He started growing. He gained 8 pounds or something like that. Amazing. And so he did not have enough lactate, or didn't have any maybe. So, okay, so another thing that the good guys do is remove toxic elements. Lactobacillus acidophilus deactivates various toxic compounds produced by other organisms or in foods. Well, that's pretty exciting. Give me, please pass the lactobacillus acidophilus. Put some on your table and have people ask for it. Lovely,
yeah.
Bacterial names. Yes?
Yes, I agree.
Please pass them. Anyway. They are instrumental in reducing cholesterol. A high fiber diet and good bacterial flora can help lower cholesterol levels, protecting against colon cancer, and even improve fat digestion by improving more bile acids. How do they do that? I don't know. All these things just makes me want to study some more. So help eliminate gas problems. Proper bacteria in the colon eliminate bowel gas and sweeten the breath. Bad breath, halitosis, is frequently caused when bad bacteria take over the colon and produce foul-smelling waste. Well, those bad bacteria. These gases can be expelled or reabsorbed into the blood and carried to the lungs and exhaled. Phew! All the breath mints in the world won't correct bad breath caused by bowel problems. So, that sounds terrible, doesn't it? Think of the things you can say to somebody. I knew a former neighbor who had, this is from not me, this is the person who's writing this order, this article. I knew a former neighbor who just reeked of bad breath and body odor. His wife kept asking me what supplement I could give her husband to stop his stinky breath. This woman had tried every over-the-counter remedy for halitosis known to mankind, and nothing had worked. Knowing this man and his diet, I knew that his bowel was just loaded. I thought I erased that part. I knew from his years of incorrect eating, he was not willing to consider bowel cleansing, as I'm suggesting here. So he had a bad breath and a disappointed wife just went on as usual. Now, I have noticed that there's a connection between bad breath and people eating sugar. Sometimes they have a weird breath, and sometimes, or probably myself as well, and sometimes just stinky breath. And I had already related this to what they are eating some long time ago. And that they stopped eating that, then they didn't have bad breath anymore. So I agree with these. So an imbalance of the good and bad bacteria, or maybe what we're eating, they make the body susceptible to ailments. Now this I thought was be something we would want to know about. So if you've got more bad bacteria and then your good bacteria, you're going to be susceptible to these ailments. First of all, of course, digestive problems. Then skin problems, acne, reduced immunity, arthritis, liver and gallbladder problems, failing memory, hypertension, fatigue, migraine headaches, to name a few. Please pass the lactobacillus. That's what I have to say for me. Wouldn't it be something if I didn't have any more zigzag headaches and all that, if I just took some lactobacillus before my breakfast every day? I thought I didn't have some in the drawer, save for just when I had a somebody had another indigestion problem. I never related them with my migraine headaches or my hypertension. Many people think only to take lactobacillus acidophilus as a supplement is if they have some type of bowel or digestive system, like wheat. I mean, that's what I thought. The truth is the friendly bacteria in your bowel have some far-reaching effects you probably never dreamed of. These hard-working organisms produce a variety of substances that can prevent cancerous tumors, inactive viruses, produce natural antibodies and vitamins, and reduce cholesterol. New research has linked these bacteria with even more wonders. We're probably just starting to find out about them. Dr. Blaylock suggests that antibiotics are poisoning the gut. And so they don't discriminate between the good guys and the bad guys. And so after they have, people have taken the antibiotics for years, we have said, okay, here, have some acidophilus, you just shorten it up with acid and say acidophilus. Now the antibiotics and other chemicals are finding their way into our water supply, and damaging effects on our helpful intestinal bacteria. Mercury and fluoride have also been shown to make the harmful bacteria and viruses in the colon more resistant to killing by the helpful bacteria, which leads to an overgrowth of the bad bacteria. Now, here we need the rescue of lactoferrin. And that's another thing that really can help us to keep our good guys going down there and get rid of the bad guys. They have a way of marking those bad guys, the lactoferrin, so that the good guys can get them. So, some interesting things to learn about. This is just a tip of the iceberg. So, what do you think? Did you learn anything about that today?
Definitely. Great information.
Yeah, that was very good. I would like to know, what did you say the antibiotics do what to the gut?
Antibiotics poison the gut. They are, that's what Dr. Blaylock says, but they are indiscriminate. They kill off all the bacteria. They do not discriminate between the good guys and the bad guys. Whereas if you take lactoferrin, they do discriminate. It does discriminate. It does not kill off our good bacteria. So, I take our lactoferrin every morning. I'm going to add lactobacillus acidophilus. I never did call it the whole name before.
Yeah, I can remember when my dad had really, really bad ulcers years and years ago, a long time ago. He would take that, and it seemed to clear it up, that that acidophilus. So.
Yeah. I know also that a lot of the things that we talk about what we eat and some of what we don't eat also affect that gut, one of the articles that I didn't have time to really look at that much was what was called, maybe Jonah liked this, gardening or farming your bacteria. Now, you want the weeds, the bad bacteria are the weeds, of course, and we don't want to be growing a bunch of weeds, so we better not be eating a bunch of sugar. Oh, there's one part. Where? I don't think I got to it. Where did it go? I have thinking about farming and I guess I have this. A final note on gardening. Keep in mind that lactobacillus acidophilus are living organisms, and as a result, they are highly susceptible to dying off and losing their effectiveness. Most cultures you purchase need to be kept refrigerated or frozen to maintain their viability. There are some brands that do not need have to be refrigerated, which is nice when you're traveling. They activate in the gut. They should be taken on an empty stomach 20 to 40 minutes before the meals when your digestive acids and juices are not being produced in large quantities. I suggest taking these living organisms first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. so it coats the intestinal tract. Oh, but here is the other message. They said, oh yes, you will need to forego your morning cup of coffee because it will destroy all the good bacteria in your intestinal system. I know that this may be a lot to take in, but what is good bacteria is a good question to ask. Let's see, I had another slide. Here's that slide, just the lactobacillus. And all these colors are just the dye. I don't know what color they really are. If they have anything other than probably the color. Anyway, it doesn't matter. They dye them so that you could see them better.
So, and today's the last day, I think, to watch that genetic roulette free. If anybody hasn't watched it yet.
Oh, that was so good at Joan Kopack. Thank you, Mary Lou. And we have Dennis. I asked him if he copied. He did get it copied, and now today I think he's going to try, or I'm not sure if it's going to be today, but hopefully soon. Anyway, we have it. It's on. We're gonna send it out with a link to it so that you'll still be able to watch it. I think it was yesterday was the last day. No, today. You're right, today. And so we have it, so we will be able to watch it whenever, once I get it out to you. And we are going to also try to get it. Dennis said he thought he could get it onto a DVD. I'm excited, I guess, to watch it. I'm really looking forward to watching it, but I know I'm going to be horrified.
You know, we had most guests, and they had never, ever heard of GMO until I showed them that.
You know, I'll bet that.
They were horrified, yep.
I know. Well, Vashon, they might know a little bit more. You know, we had all these people here last night again, but I didn't bring up that. But on the 17th, you know, we got a Healthy Child, Healthy World pack that costs $25. It's got all these samples of good things that you can use in your house. And it's got samples to give away and everything. So I told our daughter Whitney about it, and she really wants to do NECAN, and we think this is going to be a door opener for her to invite her friends over and learn about those things and learn about keeping our environment safe for our babies. And so what I want to do is take this GMO and see if it has a preview. I don't know if Joan's on the line today. Has a preview, or if we can make a little preview so that it's only – well, less than 10 minutes at the most, probably, cut it down a bit, and be able to show it at a Healthy Child, Healthy World party. And, of course, a Healthy Child, Healthy World party would include, then, the NECAN, the relevance of NECAN, and where do so many of the toxins come from that affect, especially little children, and even before they're born, well, through the air, through the water, and through our food. And so we will be also teaching, introducing NECAN with that. And I suggest that other people do it as well. It's going to be something I think that will really attract people, to, and especially younger people, to come over. It's another kind of a party to have.
I think it will. And Ruth, this is Kathleen. I had a conversation with Susan Gormley yesterday, and she told me that she took her brand new air filter that she dearly loved to her daughter-in-law because they have a 3-month-old and a 3-year-old, and she says those little people really needed that more than I did. And she said yesterday, and you know what she did? She took it to the daycare. And I said, oh, Susan, think of how many people she helped and exposed to NECAN. And she's, oh, I was a little licked. I thought I could have been using it, and I gave it up during all the smoke and fire stuff for the grandchildren. And so she says, oh, and where do I get this? I think Dennis gave you Healthy Child, Healthy World. She says, I'll have to look at it because I'll go talk to that preschool teacher about it.
All right.
And just get of that going. So that was.
Well, tell her about the pack you can get.
Yes.
Do you get that now? Do you get that now? Dial.
Whoa. Monty, we did not hear what you said. Somebody was buttering their phone or something.
Yes, I've heard about the pack, but do you have to go through Naked and Link to Healthy Child, or do you just go to Healthy Child to get the pack?
I think you just go to Healthy Child. We don't know how.
Yeah, but Neekin gets credit for it. You know, then they know that Neekin is creating the Healthy Child, Healthy World parties. So, it's a good idea to get it through the Neekin link.
So you go click on the Healthy Child link on the bottom of the page, I think. Left.
There was a Monty. I'll find the link and I'll send it to you. It was a thing that said, encourage your friends to have Healthy Child, Healthy World parties.
Thank you.
And there was the link, and it may have even been in the newsletter as well. I want that to turn you.
Meredith, if you send it to me, I'm going to send it to the whole organization because I wanted to tell them about that. Thank you very much. Okay, you guys,
I did have a shorter version of Genetic Roulette. I will find it. I posted this on my Facebook a few weeks ago, so I will find the shorter version and get it to you.
How long is it, Meredith?
The movie is an hour and a half, but
it's a short one.
Yeah, I don't remember, but I know I had it posted on Facebook, so I'll have to go back and try to find it.
Awesome.
It was just a few minutes.
Fantastic.
Okay. All righty.
Okay, you guys, have a
great
day. I have
Mary Ellen who wants to do that in the school.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. There's been lots of our people doing those. And I started one of our in-homes with the Healthy Child, Healthy World. So that's a good add-on, that GMO, if I can find the shorter link.
I'd also like to get linked up, Mary Lou, with some of these people who have already had a party and hear from them. Maybe we'll talk to them, maybe.
Okay.
Monty?
Yeah, I was just saying, I hope she can get that link to all of us.
Ruth's going to.
Okay, that's the short one on the roulette thing?
Yeah.
Thank you.
A short clip, yeah.
I'll
send both of them out.
Susan Gormley was saying that the teacher or the daughter-in-law was saying that Susan's grandchild, they were having to wipe her nose so much during the fires and all the smoke. And when they got the air purifier to that three-year-old, a lot of that stopped. The nose just stopped running, and there was a noticeable difference.
So there. That's a good story to add in your wellness home tour.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Everybody have a great day, and tomorrow we'll be back here again with Nancy. I'm not sure what she's talking about at this point. But we'll find out tomorrow. She always has some good research.
Great call. Yes, very good.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Ruth.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.